Mixed bag today. Some areas will be grand. Others, mainly in Munster, will have downpours. Highs today of 17 to 21 degrees. Today FM News with more at 3.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, here he comes. It's Friday night. Talking Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving till she hears a screen door slamming, rubber squealing, gears a jam. Local country station just a blaring on the radio. Pick them up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Show's ending, but the fun is just beginning. She knows she's anticipating, but she's gonna keep them waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. Pull out crowds and dancing ain't what they really want. I drive to the boondocks, round the creek, George Strait, where's the bloody chorus?
I ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they give it up.
Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground. Today FM, playing the music you love. Especially if you love Girls Aloud. And Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson. And Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber and Five still to come. Ireland, good afternoon. Just Ray and JP today.
Yeah.
Ray and JP. Orla has been... Well, she's working on the breakfast show now.
Would you call that a secondment? She's been seconded out.
She's been demoted to the breakfast show. Well, yeah.
Very much so, yeah.
So she's working with Ian Dempsey in the mornings now.
Ooh.
And she's off this show for the month now. So when I say the gang's all here, we can still do it. The gang's all here. It's without Orla. Oh, man. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to Post-Electric Picnic Monday. I gotta tell you, flicking around the radio dial all day today, and it's just radio broadcasters whinging.
Oh, poor me. I spent the weekend working. I got my free tickets to the festival.
Yeah.
And I had to go and have beers and have a good time. Oh, poor me.
I'm not doing that.
No, you're not doing that.
I had a great time.
I had
a thoroughly enjoyable electric picnic experience. And I do it all again in another 4 years. And not a moment sooner, let me tell you. It was wet, it was damp, it was mucky on Saturday, but Friday was absolutely glorious. A gorgeous day had by all. I had in the 2 days I was in Stradbally, I had 6 portions of curry chips.
Yes, you have a portion of curry chips.
I did, yeah.
Most of the time, yeah.
I was going, do you know what, we should have had the Guinness Book of World Records people there to monitor my curry chip intake, because I'm pretty sure there would be few other people matching my curry chip score in 2 days. At Electric Picnic over the weekend.
And you add ketchup to your curry chips. Some people would have an issue with you double saucing.
There's no judgment here. I applied the ketchup in what I thought was a safe place, a safe space, a judgment-free zone with regard to the application of my condiments on my... I love that. I love the sweetness of the ketchup up on top of the curry sauce there on your curry chips.
Tastes sensation.
It is lovely. You should give it a go. I highly recommend.
Oh, poor me. I had to work all weekend.
You have no idea how many expenses. I had to keep all my receipts and I'd be sending them into accounts.
Oh, I had to stay in a hotel and the driver was chatting to me the whole way back.
Oh. I stopped serving breakfast at 10, so I had to get up at 9.
Oh, and I went through 3 brand new pairs of Wellington boots. Oh, poor me.
Get out. Give over. It was a wonderful experience. By the way, thanks to everyone who was asking me for selfies. I have to tell you, people kept stopping me and JP walk around the side Electric Picnic. And they were like, 40 photo.
Yeah, 40 photo.
Red 4.
Yeah. Is that Red?
That's not JP, is it?
Is that Red 4?
That's not JP, is it?
Who's the letter for that?
40. That's not JP, is it?
Who's your man?
That's not JP. Great crack. Also people saying, oh, I'd say you must, the head must be wrecked with all people asking for photos and stopping you all the time. And instead of saying yes, absolutely, I said, no, it's fine. No, genuinely, the thing is, though, like, when people do stop you, and we were being stopped, we've got loads of people saying, welcome back, so good to have you back on Today FM again, which, by the way, was the sweetest thing. Imagine being in my position and having people coming up and going, hey, how are you? Love the show. Love what you do. Great to have you back on Today FM. That's a wonderful thing for me.
Sure.
That's wonderful. The only thing that I don't like are people that come up to you and they say to you, are you on the radio or something? And it's like, you know well I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Why would you come up to us otherwise?
Don't be giving us that.
Don't be pretending.
Playing it cool. Are you someone like on the radio?
Am I supposed to know who
should
you
I
are?
Know? What, you walked up to me to ask me this question. Terrible. Get out. Then I went back home on Saturday night. Didn't catch anything else. Went back home on Saturday night and I watched the NSYNC Backstreet Boys documentary that I was telling Pamela about a couple of minutes ago. Lou Pearlman. Do you know, have you ever heard of him? Pearlman?
I've heard of Jeff Pearlman.
No. Who's Jeff Pearlman?
I don't know. I've heard the name and I don't know who that person is.
Jeff Goldblum, I've heard of.
I know that guy.
Jeff Bridges? Lou Pearlman.
Okay.
Was the guy that came up with the Backstreet Boys. He was like the Louis Walsh or the music mogul type that created the boy band. And it was all the story. It was fascinating. The story of how they were his first band, the Backstreet Boys. And then he went on, created NSYNC, where of course Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC and all them. And then he had a girl band, O-Town. Do you remember O-Town?
I do indeed. I thought they were created on a reality TV show.
Yes, but he was a part of that. He was one of the judges on that.
Liquid Dreams. Was that the song?
You had to bring it up, didn't you?
The video, you'll remember, had state-of-the-art computer-generated
CGI graphics
of liquid going down the screen.
Yeah, but of course, it was kind of a rude connotation, wasn't it, really? Please hold.
I don't know what you're on about.
I have no idea. No.
No.
Is it O-Town?
I think there was a hyphen there, yeah.
And Liquid Dreams. Mm. I've got a number of O-Town tracks here. I've got Love Should Be a Crime.
Right. Well, it depends on your approach, O-Town.
These Are the Days. We Fit Together. And, of course, you've got your big breakthrough single there from making the band. Their Liquid Dreams. Oh, do you remember this? Anyway, one of the boys from O-Town was on it. And he still looks like a boy band member. It's ridiculous. Let me skim on there for you. Too much information there, boys, that has to be said. But anyway, the documentary was all about the forming of the bands, and then your man was a con man. And Lou Pearlman, he was jailed for it. Right. Fascinating documentary. Lance Bass, the boy band member, he was in NSYNC with Justin as well. They were an odd-looking bunch, I have to say, as well. Again, not a judgment-free zone.
No, of course not.
But, you know, you don't judge me on my ketchup and my curry chips. I won't judge NSYNC on the way they look. But a fascinating story, worth checking out. It's called The Boy Band Con, I think. Check it out, give it a look. Speaking of boy bands.
If you're getting down, baby. I want it now, baby. Come and get it on, baby. I want it now, baby.
I played 5 as part of the DJ battle on Friday evening. And I lost. Can you believe that? Absolutely disgraceful stuff. I want to take a little time to refresh your mind with a different kind of funk. We got the funk right. Boogie down tonight. Hands up in the sky. Move around from side to side. I got what it takes to beat the place. The funky bass. I get your body crazy. Shake. Come on. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber. This is Today FM. That's the mating call of Justin Bieber there.
Is it? All right.
Today FM playing the music you love. Ayo! Good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you doing?
And we're flying. Actually, roll call. On shot to my two beautiful men. I saw the pair of you twice at Electric Picnic, but I was too scared to say hello. I wish more people. There was a handful of people that I wish were more afraid to say hello. 95% of people delighted to have the chats with. There was one man that came up to us and said, "Lads, it's so great to have you back." He said, "You got me through my leaving cert on the blast when you're on late nights." Were you there for that exchange?
I don't think
Were you sober for that exchange?
I don't remember. I don't have a recollection of that exchange. No.
Do you remember the good-looking boy from Radio Kerry?
I remember him all right,
yeah.
Bloody hell.
I had an exchange with this good-looking boy who works in Radio Kerry. And he says, "Ray, how's it going?" And I'm shaking his hand. And I'm doing that thing of, do I know this person? Have I met? And then he says, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I was like, oh. And they said, "Yeah, I do, of course." Lied. Mm. Double down. And I said, I don't. You're going to have to tell me who you are. And he said, "I'm the good-looking boy from Radio Kerry." Anyway, saw the pair of you twice at Electric Picnic. I was too scared to say hello. You seemed to be busy with food anyway. I love the show. Hey, from Angela. Yeah, we were. Predominantly, we were there for the culinary experience.
Just nibbling. Just having a nibble as we were walking
always
around.
Always picking. Ray, David and Limerick here. I didn't show up in boots because you'll ruin his black tie affair. It's expected that I will ruin Garth Brooks's black tie affair. I will insist that he wait until I finish this glass, and then, sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar.
This is the perfect gig for you.
I can't wait.
This is your dream gig.
I can't wait. Friday night. I'm going to the first night as well, the opening night, Friday night. And on show, lads, I'll also be on show at Garth Brooks. See you there from Therese or Teresa. And we fit together as an absolute banger. The O-Town tune, We Fit Together.
Hang on, please hold one second.
More fans of O-Town than you'd expect.
I want to go all night. Hang on, I want to go all night non-stop till the breaking of the dawn. Right? I want to go all night, ain't no stopping till the breaking of the dawn. Right? I want to go inside every corner. He wants to go inside every corner.
I think he's actually painting the spare room, so he just wants to do it all night so he gets it done by the next morning.
Well, that's it, when you've got a deadline.
Yeah, I get into the corners as well with the paintbrush.
And in terms of, like, September, a very busy time in terms of student accommodation, yeah. He's got the spare room. And he's putting on daft for digs. give him a lick of paint. And he's doing the cutting in. And he wants to get into every crevice.
Ray Foley.
Make sure it's fully slathered.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
That's so much. That's so much. Most of all.
Yeah.
Most of all.
Most of all.
I like the way you move.
Body Rockers, I like the way. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. I think they are the Australian, the Body Rockers.
Yes, I believe they are.
They don't have Australian accents, though.
No.
A funny old kind of American-y sort of accent.
Are we just saying that because they had an Australian actress in one of their videos?
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of the stars and neighbours was in one of their videos.
I'm oblivious to music videos.
That's fine.
Music videos pass me by, and very rarely would I know them. I know Run DMC and Jason Evans when they do the dance-off. And that's it. That's the full extent of the music videos I know. Hi, Ray. Can you please play George Ezra, Green Green Grass, for my son James? We're in the queue to check into Center Parcs. Oh, Center Parcs. No recession around here. Owen Ray, love the show. Hey. A from Eva or Ava. Our patience is waning, they're saying, as they're in the queue on the way into Center Parcs. In fairness, you'll have great crack once you're there. Very different experience, I imagine, going into Center Parcs as opposed to going out of Electric Picnic.
Oh, no.
I'd say, apparently there are still people trying to get out. There's the queues.
Folks are sending us photographs of their cars trying to merge into the one lane that's leaving the picnic, yeah.
Several lanes of traffic all...
So
is this the camper van we're calling? Hello, Today FM. Hello, is that Michelle?
It is.
Hi, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I know, I'm grand. We're grand now.
Are you in the camper van still?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And where
well,
are you?
No, like we're heading home, like, yeah.
But you're
yeah.
In, you're driving in the camper van heading
yeah,
home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I where's home?
Home is Cork.
Right.
We're going to Cork now. Just a minute.
Cork City.
City.
Okay.
No, well, just outside, and I work kind of outside Ballincollig.
Oh, right. Okay, I know it.
Yeah.
And tell us this: how many are you in the camper van?
Well, legally, there are six.
Perfect. Yeah, that's just checking my Yeah, that's exactly the number you should have. That's fine.
Yeah, that's perfect. The safety belt and all that. Yeah.
Ticking all the boxes and no need to pull you over or check the exact number of occupants.
And we won't be giving out any number plate now, anything.
Absolutely not. There'll be no description whatsoever. And thankfully, you're not the only camper van heading towards Cork.
It's a purple camper van you're travelling in. A purple one.
Bright purple one with loads of sunflowers on the side of it. So did you have a nice weekend? Did you have a good time?
We did, you know, we had a great time. It flew. My God, Jesus, it was a great time, yeah. But you know, we're kind of seasoned, so first night now, we I don't know what went wrong with us. The sun kind of got to us.
Yeah.
Sunshine, and we came home, we were drenched, we were miserable, and then we got the second...
I think you did it the right way, though, with like, the camper van is the proper way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, big fry up in the morning now. Like.
Oh, lovely.
Like, we have two pillows each in 2 days. Do you know now, like?
And bring all the gear with you as well. Yeah, like, you've got dry. Everything you need. Yeah.
Got up in the morning and clothes were still dry in the wardrobe.
I've just been looking at your photographs that you sent in to us on the WhatsApp. It looks like you had a fantastic time. Who was the best artist you saw?
Well, we reckon it was CNAT. I know it was, like, Electric Arena, but she was just... did you see her? Did you?
I didn't, no. No, I didn't see more. I saw mostly chip vans.
You didn't even try it was that, because we passed... literally went around the corner and we passed two boys drinking Prosecco out of the cardboard cups, you know, the takeaway cups, in the hot tub.
Drinking Prosecco?
Prosecco, would you mind?
That's how it's done now.
But not out of the cardboard cups, like, just the wrong... Are the two boys happy out? So you got none of that now. No Zumba, no nothing, no... just chips.
Well, I did the chips, and we saw a few. We
saw artists from a distance while we were at Chip Vans.
And then lots of the Today FM Soundgarden as well. We caught everything.
Yeah, we did call up because I do like Today FM Soundgarden. But you know what? The crowds were massive. Like, but you could.
That's our problem, you see. We're just too popular. That's the problem with Today FM.
Yeah. I didn't even see you in our radio. It was too early in the day altogether.
That's it. Well, listen, thanks for the photographs. Have a lovely drive. Drive safe.
I will do. All right, Ray.
Cheers, Michelle. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Drive safe. Take it easy. Supermax and Super Subs. Black Street, No Diggity. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. How are you? Yeah, I love ketchup on a curry chip. I'm not going to apologise for that. Vinegar's an essential addition to curry chips, says Shane. On the chips before the curry. Hang on, wait a minute now. So you put your chips, you got your salt and your vinegar, and then you put the curry sauce on there. Yeah, that makes sense. That's fine, Shane and Manute. Love the show. Hey. And mayo and curry is the only way to go, from Dez. Like mayonnaise and curry, or eating curry chips in the county of Mayo.
Ray Foley.
Either way, it works for me.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group, now open at the N17 Plaza in Tuam.
Stick around and play in the weekend for you, and making the cash machine call in just a few minutes.
Highs of 17 to 21 degrees today. Today FM News with more at 4.
I've been looking at this restaurant in Barcelona that you can go for a nap in.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clever, isn't it? It's little pods, so it's a separate business, a separate company that has come along to the restaurant and said you can rent. It's called, the company's called Nappuccino Corner.
Nice. Well done.
So you have a Nappuccino before you have your cappuccino. What would you like for dessert? A snooze, actually. I wouldn't mind a snooze. Oh, so staff will also gently wake you up, Ben. What was that, the last thing you said?
If you forget to set an alarm, they'll go in and they'll just...
Hola. Hola.
Sorry.
¿Cómo estás? Hola, señor. Oh, hola, señor Foley. Hola. Hola. Scusi. What's the
That's the Italian.
I know, yeah. Sure, you can go to Italy. You can go for snooze in Italy as well, you know. It could be an Italian restaurant they're in.
Por favor, sir.
Scusi, Fuli.
Señor, por favor.
Por favor, Mr. Pinigan.
Barcelona.
Oh, how are you?
Wake up, Mr. Pinigan.
Do you like being woken up by a stranger?
I don't mind. If he's got some tapas, one of those little omelets they've got.
They come
there.
Out with main course then.
They just bring more food. Brilliant. He wakes me every 45 minutes with more grub. That'd be ideal, actually. Ray Foley. Hola. Señor Pole.
What was that? The baby omelette.
What do they call it? Frittatas. They call it
tortilla, I believe.
Tortilla.
Hola.
Minogue in your eyes. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. It's after three. You're expecting a phone call on the Today FM cash machine. That's coming up in a few minutes. If you got your text in, you've got thousands of euro on the line. And on the subject of the condiments you prefer on your chips, I don't think it's that outrageous that I would like a ketchup with a curry sauce, although the judgment on the texts and the WhatsApps has been outrageous this afternoon. And frankly, I don't come to your house and tell you what to put on your chips.
Right.
So I don't expect a backlash with regard to me putting ketchup, slathering. I do like a slather. I don't pour, I don't apply. I slather. Ketchup on curry chips. Mix that up in there together. It's like I say, it's the fruitiness, the sweet fruitiness mixed with the curry sauce. 0874 100 102. 8-0's over there, right, 8-0?
Yes, Ray.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, it's a bit windy here in Mayo.
You don't say.
That's his friend standing beside him blowing him into the phone, yeah.
But garlic cheese chip.
Yeah.
With, and oh, this is so good because it's, you know, you got all the options and everything.
Just tell me what it is, Ado.
Side of curry. You have to have a side of curry.
So hang on, a garlic cheese chips and a side of curry.
Okay.
So garlic and cheese and curry.
That's a very wet chip.
All on the one. You know what? Sounds gorgeous. You put all those things together. Beautiful. Mwah. Chef's kiss for you. Meg's is over there as well, leaving Electric Picnic. Apparently it's taken some people quite some time to get out. Those of you that were on the campsite over the weekend. Then again, you're only getting out of bed about 4 o'clock. you're only just out of the bed. You're only just waking up. You're trying to get out off the campsite. But apparently the traffic getting out, like getting your cars out of the parking next to the campsite has been taking some people a little bit of time. Megs?
Well, Ray, we survived EP. Half my voice did.
I love the sound of that voice.
That's a voice that's had a good time.
That is, yep, a good weekend.
And honestly, there was a few times, you know, where you get to the Porterloos and there's no queue, and you get to the food trucks and there's no queue. Well, the universe is correct in that. We trip home today. I think it took maybe 3 hours to get out of the red car park, maybe. I don't know what the hell we were operating on. One gate, and then hit the M7, and we're crawling the whole way up to Dublin. So, fun times.
Fun times. We'll take it easy. This is Today FM with Calvin Harris and Rihanna. Hey, Paul, I know you want me. This is Today FM. It is you, I know you want me. A Cali Ocho. Rumba, si. Rumba, ho. Rumba, si. Rumba, ho. Very nice. Thank you, Mr. Bull. I'm Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide there. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on with you. Today FM, we play the music you love. Are you well? Cash machine making the call in just a few minutes. See if we've got a winner. I know there's one winner already declared in the UK. Liz Truss has been voted the. Are we clapping? Are we clapping for a Tory?
It's a victory of sorts.
Well done, Tory. One Tory versus another Tory. The two of them were at each other. I was Team Liz all the way.
Were you?
And right. JP was Team Rishi.
Very much Rishi all the way. Yeah.
You were one of the Sunak crews. Sunak squad Sunak.
We were hoping for a Sunak attack towards the end, but you didn't quite have it.
Sunak attack. Mm. And I was a trussy. I was in trust we trust.
Yeah.
I particularly do enjoy, now that it is Liz Truss, she's going to be the Prime Minister now, because she's the leader, now the vote of the leader of the Tory party. She's now going to be the leader then of the Parliament over there. She's going to be the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And I particularly am going to enjoy the interviews. I'm sure you'll hear a couple with Matt after 4:30 on The Last Word. Interviews with Irish politicians adding a T to the end of her surname. So calling her Liz Truss and then correcting themselves and saying Truss. And you can already see the front of the Irish newspapers tomorrow. We've got Truss issues.
Correct. Well done, yes.
In God we trust. We could play a trust game with her.
Mm-hmm.
where she closes her eyes and falls backwards.
And we don't catch her.
Well, she's a Tory. Mm. And you were Team Rishi all the way, so you wouldn't want to catch her.
All the way.
We can only trust her as far as we can throw her. Ray Foley. There's loads of them. With Supermax, home of the 100%. Eagle Eye, Sherry and Sir, tonight this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Ray Foley on Monday. Post Electric Picnic. And we head on into the week. It's week two, actually, as kids are back to school. This is the sickness.
The sickness week.
This is the week where everyone gets sick.
It's traditionally where it happens. Oh, because they're all back together again.
They're all back in school, They haven't been inside in the classroom in a small enclosed environment for 2 months. And the minute they go back, well, they initially go up the back, they're grand. And then the sniffles and the coughs and colds that start to present. So lash the Rubex into them now. They should actually be bathing in Rubex. For this week and next, really. They should be they should be taking Rubex intravenously. They should be shampooing in Rubex. They should be sucking on a Rubex the entire time. Forget chewing gum or popsicles or ice cream for dessert. Mummy, what are we having for dessert? You're having two Rubex. Shut up. You're not coming down with a cold. Rubex out the yin-yang. Mummy, my skin is turning orange. Yeah. That's the Rubex. Shut up. You're not going to get a cold on my watch.
But mommy, I'm full of beta carotene. Shut up.
It's true, though, actually. You need some vitamins. Make sure they've got their vitamins. At least that's what I'm doing. I'm making sure I'm taking plenty of vitamin C and multivitamin. I don't care what they do, but if they bring in something to my house, I'm not catching it. Keep an eye out for the sniffles. We should do Wellness Watch, actually. Make sure everyone's okay. 0874-100-102. And on the subject of Liz Truss and Irish politicians, it's a particular pleasure of mine hearing Irish politicians. Well, on behalf of the Irish government, I'd just like to extend the congratulations, and I look forward to working with Liz Truss. It's Truss. There's no T at the end of it. Ray, is Truss not some kind of surgical support worn by men with hernias? Some serious pun fun to be had there. Love the show. A from Donal. I think we're going to steer away from the hernias, Donal. But thanks for the thanks for the suggestion. And definitely won't see the headline Brains Truss. Ooh, from Shane. You see, I like that. Ray Foley. Getting very political on the show.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Her campaign song is going to be from the Blizzards. Trust me. Trust me. I'm a doctor. Stay here and play DNCE next.
The last word with Matt Cook.
Great music. Today FM, we play the music you love. It's all great music. That's DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. Never a fun experience necessarily, unless they're individually wrapped, those little Swiss chocolate Swiss rolls.
Yeah.
And then you can be pretty much guaranteed you're not going to get sand.
Eat them when you arrive rather than at the end of the day when your hands have picked up the sand.
If it's a full-size Victoria sponge, you're going to have sand issues there.
Yeah.
It just gets everywhere. It gets in every crack and crevice. On the subject of Liz Truss, God, guys, what are we? News around? Question time? Liz, this is Mark in Cork. He texts and says, Liz Truss is married to a Cork man, Hugh O'Leary. So if she had taken his name, her initials would be LOL.
Hey-o.
From Mark in Cork, love the show. Hey, cheers, Mark. But she didn't, Mark, so it's a moot point. And Ray, she'd be ideal as an ambassador for the canine charity Dogs Truss. Cheers, Yvonne. Hey, are we doing this Yazoo thing, yeah?
We sure are.
This week we're celebrating back to school with Yazoo Kids, the iconic no added sugar flavoured milk drink, available in strawberry, banana and chocolate in handy 200ml bottles, perfect for lunchboxes, up for grabs. We've a daily prize of a day pass to Dublin Zoo for the family, two adults, two kids. So hang on, two adults up to four kids.
Up to four kids, yeah.
One night B&B stay for two adults and two kids at the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin, plus an evening meal. Terms and conditions.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I like the idea that
I know what you're laughing.
We've a pass to go to the zoo for two adults and up to four kids, but you'll have to leave two of the children at the zoo because we've only got a hotel for two adults and two kids.
The kids have got to behave themselves, right? If they want to go to the hotel,
tell you what, that's it. We might take you to the zoo, but only two of you are coming with us to the hotel. And also 3 months' supply of Yazoo Kids.
Wow. How do you measure that? I mean, it depends how fast you drink
it. In milliliters.
Okay, yeah. Well, that would make sense.
So here's what we're doing. Hang on, we've got an end of week prize as well. Yep. All of our daily winners go into the draw to get upgraded to an annual family pass to Dublin Zoo, two nights B&B at the Castleknock Hotel with a meal on a night of your choice, and a year's supply of Yazoo Kids, also measured in milliliters. If you would like to get into win on this, what are we doing? We're shaking things up.
Correct.
You like to shake up your Yazoo there.
You've got to give it a shake before you drink it, yeah.
You shake it before you drink it. So we're taking a well-known tune, a toe-tapping tune. We shake it up and you identify it for us.
Yep.
Oh, you shake it like this.
Yep.
You shake it like that.
That's the way you would shake a Yazoo.
Are the webcams on?
Yep.
No, fingers crossed. No, have a listen to the song. I know what that is. Would it be a coffee flavor Yazoo? You see what I did there? There isn't actually, as it happens. It's just delicious strawberry, banana, and chocolate in handy 200ml bottles. What is the song, though, that we've shaken up? We're looking for the artist or the song title?
We'll take either.
Whatever you suits you. Whatever you think it is, text us. 0874-100-102. Give it another shake there again there, JP.
Come on, let's shake it like that.
Ah, come on, that's easy now for a Monday. You know that. Even the kids in the back know that. 0874-100-102. Text in your answer and where you're from. We'll try and look after you for this. All the thanks to our friends, Yazoo. Back to school with Yazoo Kids at Today FM. This is a crazy what love can do all the same. David Geller, Today FM. We play the music you love. Becky Hill on there as the vocalist.
What a rocking tune.
Oh, I saw a bit of Becky Hill actually on Saturday.
Which bit?
I saw a bit of the music that Becky Hill was performing on stage on the main stage on Saturday afternoon at Electric Picnic. And let's just say Becky Hill was not dressed appropriately for the inclement weather conditions.
Come on.
I thought, geez, Becky must be frozen. Geez, Becky girl, you need an umbrella. Geez, Becky is rotten.
Sure, she has flunkies carrying umbrellas.
She has her people, I suppose. Yeah. She's very good, that Becky Hill, though, it's got to be said. Who else did I see bits of as well over the weekend? I saw a little beating of Megan Thee Stallion. And I saw some of the Arctic Monkeys with clips of their. I wasn't there last night.
Oh, God. Long gone.
Oh, I was well shot of the place. But I saw clips of the Arctic Monkeys. They were very good. So, Ryan, what are we doing? We've got this Yazoo. This is a cracking prize. Our end of week prize is an annual family pass to Dublin Zoo, two nights B&B at the Castleknock Hotel with dinner, and a year's supply of Yazoo Kids, which is available in strawberry, banana and chocolate in handy 200ml bottles, and it's perfect for back to school, for the lunch boxes. Every day we've got a Dublin Zoo trip to give away for two adults and up to four kids. B&B stay for two adults and two kids at the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin, plus an evening meal. Terms and conditions apply, and 3 months supply of Yazoo Kids. We were shaking up a song, weren't we? Have a listen to this shaky song.
All right,
girl. Let's make that call. Let's punch in those digits.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, tense, exciting.
A moment of truth.
And
the truth is,
it won't connect.
It won't connect.
1 second.
Brilliant.
Try again. Hang on. You have to give me a different number there if this doesn't work again.
Excellent. Brilliant. That's just
crapped out. Give me another one, please.
Hang on a second. I'll write it down and I'll hand it over to you.
Robert Barn. Oh, that's a sickener, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And if they call back, what we'll do is we'll say it was for the cash machine for 13 grand, okay?
No, we won't do that, right? Because that would be mean. Right, punch in that bottom number there.
Okay.
We'll cross our fingers.
Please hold. You don't mind waiting?
No. I think we're all in this together. Guys, 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 guys. We're all in this together.
We are. It's a team effort. Now, if you've entered the competition, please have your phone on.
Who am I calling?
This is Fergal.
Ferg?
Fergal in Sligo. That's a Sligo number and it's ringing.
Fergal! I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, is that Fergal?
It is, yes.
Fergal, Today FM calling from Dublin.
All of Ireland,
it
really.
It doesn't matter where we're calling from, Fergal. Dublin. Fergal, we got your text. We got your text message with regard to the song We Were Shaking Up.
That's right.
It was because you got to shake up your Yazoo, your strawberry flavour, your banana flavour, or your chocolate flavour. You shake it up first before you drink it, and then you drink it down. It's delicious. And we were shaking up the song. What was the song, Fergal?
It was Big Energy.
It was Big Energy by Lotto.
Delighted kids in the back.
You did it, sir. You did it. Who are the delighted kids you've got?
Well, I've Oscar jumping in front of me. He's trying to figure out how much Yazoo he can drink in the month.
Well, we've got 3 months worth for you. So how many kids do you have?
We've 3 of them.
3 of them. So they get a month each then.
I'm in the middle of school runs.
So you say to Oscar first, he gets the first month. Drink as much as you like in the first month. And then who are the other two?
The other two, Sive and Fionn.
Very good. Well, you're our winner. So we've got a day pass for Dublin Zoo and a B&B as well at the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin for you as well. Well done, sir.
That's brilliant. I'm delighted.
Cheers, darling. And you're in the draw at the end of the week then for the year's supply. They'll be yazooed out of it if you win on Friday.
It'll be... I won't want to clean up afterwards.
Fair enough. Listen, thanks for coming on, sir. Have a good day.
Okay. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Everything means nothing if I can't have you. From Shorty Boy Mendes. That was very good. That was a pretty good X Factor voice. Shawn Mendes. Pretty Young. Rachel at a TG. Today FM. Playing the music you love. And that's our little broadcast. However, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Lizzo Truss. Right. Where a new British Prime Minister, Liz Truss, proves she's a woman of the people by telling us that Lizzo is her favourite artist. We didn't get to do Misplaced Truss. Where the new British Prime Minister, Liz Truss, tells us about the time she got lost at Electric Picnic in Misplaced Truss. And we didn't get to do Truss Pilot. Where she has a new website and you go on and you click and you review and you rate. Trust pilot.
Yeah.
Or trust-based puns. We're on tomorrow from 2. Ray Foley. Matt Cooper's on the way next. With Supermax.